Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. On the line with us is Premier of Gauteng, Banyaza Lusufi, who yesterday gave us his Gauteng cabinet. Congratulations, Premier Lusufi. I know you're busy. I know you're busy in the background there. Congratulations on your new cabinet. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much. Good evening. How are you? Sorry. I was just leaving one meeting.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Congratulations on the appointment of your MECs. It's quite a surprise for us. Because we were anticipating that what we are going to see in the province was going to look like what we said national level. You postponed that announcement twice. What caused the deadlock?
I must be honest, Pimela, it was unfortunate, extremely unfortunate, because we felt we can work with the Democratic Alliance as part of the national give them.
Premier Lusufi, can I ask if you can move a little bit around for us? We're struggling to hear you. I think it's a network problem. We're completely losing. Yes, can you hear me now? All right, I'm going to take
him back. I can hear you can, nice and clear.
Oh, now wherever you are, stay there. Yes, yes, please go ahead.
Apologies. I was saying that when we went to vote for the Premier Speaker and the Deputy Speaker, the DA gave us a document that on condition to accept that document, they will be in a position to support us. And when we went through the document, it was a very reasonable document. They will vote. The majority party must be elected as a premier, and then they will then fill the deputy speaker, and we'll fill the speaker, and then the chair, the person that chairs all the committees, will then be given to them, and they will request three MECs, and they will provide ANC with seven MECs on condition that we share it with other political parties. Okay. We felt it's reasonable. We accepted that. And that's how I was elected the premier, and that's how the speaker was also elected. The following day, when we're supposed to get the three names to establish cabinet, then they indicated that we throw in that document.
Okay.
And we asked why. They said, no. Because there's now a statement of intent that was signed at national. That speak about proportional representation. They believe that even though the ANC got, say, 36%, they got 22%, they're of the view that we should share 50-50, which simply means I must have five MECs, we must have five MECs, whoever wants to invite another person to be part of government or provincial unit must relinquish one seat. They are ready to relinquish one seat to the IFP. We must also relinquish one seat to any party that wants to. We indicated that it's going to make government difficult to function. And on that score, unfortunately, we reached a deadlock. Then we spoke to other political parties, ACDP, IFP, RISE, MZANZI, BOSA, ActionSA, NK, EFF, Freedom Front. And when we're engaging with those parties, then they came back. So no, let's reopen the negotiations. We indeed felt let's reopen the negotiations and indicated we have already spoken to other political parties, we have offered to other political parties. So if you stick to the three that you requested, you feel that we should still work together. But if you want more, it will be difficult. They then stuck to the phone number that they want for. And we felt something that we can work around. So no, let's continue to work around this form. But unfortunately, that's when we went to announce the cabinet. And then again, they somersaulted and felt that they need to get five. And said, now that we are differing at the provincial level, let's bring our national leadership. Because at least this government of national unity. So we'll bring our national leadership led by our SG. Bring your national leadership led by Helen Zille. Indeed, that meeting took place 2 days ago, from 10 o'clock until in the afternoon. In those discussions, we felt the original arrangement that made us to be elected as premiers and speakers should stick. And they insisted that we should be in a position to start afresh the negotiations. And when we could not make meaningful progress, we said, let's go and brief our principals so that our principals can guide what will be the next move. That's when we were still briefing our principal, we saw in the media
statement came out,
that they were addressing a media conference under the deadlock and pulling out another thing. So that's the long and short of the story. But we still feel that we can still talk, we can still find the mechanism. But where we stand now, we've got government now in the province, and we really believe that we need to start to render services to our people.
My question is not to pull you into a he said, she said kind of match, but just for clarity, there is a, at some point, now you would know when this happened, at some point the DA says that actually they were comfortable with the three, except you are not agreeing on who you would allocate some of your seats to from your seven. And that was a contentious issue. Was that an issue at any point?
Yes, it was. It was. Because we said to them, we are guided by our national leadership. So if the national leadership will conclude discussion, for example, with RISE, we will then go and discuss with RISE.
Got you.
And RISE will then indicate either they want to be in the executive or they want to be in the committee. If our national executive conclude discussion with the IFP, we'll also do the same. So it depends on which political party wants to be in the executive or in the committees. But they insisted that even before we speak to other political parties, we should be upfront to say we are bringing this one in the executive or not. And they said it's impossible because we still need to conclude our consultation with other political parties before we can know whether they want to be in the executive or not. And unfortunately, yes, that became another stumbling block in the negotiations.
Explain how this was going to work. If, for instance, the national conversations were happening with parties that obviously had this proportional numbers at a national level in parliament, those numbers don't necessarily reflect what's happening in the province. So you would never have been able to mirror what national is doing because the numbers here in the province are different.
It's true. The numbers are 10. And that is why we thought 6 is reasonable from the ANC point of view. Because even though we didn't reach 50%, reality is that we got the highest votes than any other political party. And that's the reason why we say let's form this government. But they insisted of having equal numbers because they believe the difference between, say, 36% and 22% is a small difference. And they move from the point of view that we are almost equal and therefore must have the same numbers. And we argued that it will be much better because we received more votes, at least to have an additional number.
That I get that. But I'm now referring even specifically to other political parties. For instance, if you look at the IFP, which I believe the DA was in favor of prioritizing them as an additional party, for instance, when you look at the numbers of how the IFP did in Gauteng, you know, those numbers don't proportionally, the IFP would not be a priority.
Indeed, because you've got the PA that have
Correct.
Got two.
Yes.
You've got also Freedom Front that have two. You've got Action SA that have three. But the problem is that the DA in all the negotiations, they wanted IFP to be their partner of choice. And that's where, as I said, we differed because we're also speaking to other political parties. We didn't have any problem because the IFP have signed the Government of National Unity, but in terms of their argument of proportional representation, there are other parties that will come before the IFP, but because they've got that special relationship with the IFP, that is why they're insisting that the IFP should be there.
Okay. You're saying the door is always open. You're very happy to still speak to them. Will you be able to allocate those seats if you got to a point where they say, all right, fine, we will discuss 3 seats or maybe even 4?
Well, the executive is a prerogative of the premier, like the national cabinet being the president. Prerogative of the president. So at any particular moment, the cabinet can be changed, obviously to suit the political dynamics. But what is key, and that is why we felt that in Gauteng we should really have that buffer, is that we meet all political parties and get their understanding. And where we stand, all political parties have spoken to the ANC and they presented their understanding. Now, those that said we don't want to be part of the formal documentation of having to sign a document, and there are those that feel that will, item by item that is on the agenda, if you feel it meets our constituents, it satisfies our people, we will support you. If you feel it doesn't, we will not support you. So we've got that kind of relationship. So therefore, if they come back to say, we want to be part of this relationship again, we'll definitely sort of review and have discussions with them.
The withdrawal of the Deputy Speaker, I mean, was it necessary? Did you try and at least, you know, talk to each other about that?
Well, it's a show of strength. It's a show of how angry they are. And we felt it was unnecessary. But at that particular level, you'll understand that they want to demonstrate that they're pulling out. And therefore, they don't want to leave their footprints. And within that context, that is why they're withdrawing that Deputy Speaker. We assured them, even when we deadlocked the position of your Deputy Speaker, we're not going to tamper with it, we're not going to touch it. Mm-hmm. We'll continue with your Deputy Speaker until we find each other. But now that they've pulled there, it's unfortunate, it's regrettable, but we'll continue to engage where we think that we can engage with them.
All right. Really appreciate your time. We would love some more time with you. Thank you so much, Premier of Gauteng.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Premier.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Premier Panyazali Sufi.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.